So, good morning, committed men. I'm really honored and humbled to be able to get on here and give words of encouragement to my other brothers in Christ and our church, Covenant Church. And so I'm just going to go ahead and get started here. I'm on my little surface machine, so you might see me tab it around a little bit to get to my notes, or I may not even need them, so here goes. First, let's go ahead and pray. So Lord, thank you, Lord, that that we can gather together on this meeting, Lord, that we can encourage each other. And thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in our lives. And Lord, help me to convey what you need me to say, to give encouragement, take away the nervousness that I have. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so first I want to start out and give you guys some scriptures that I have, and then I may refer to them later on. So the first one is Psalm 63:3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Where I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. And then there's Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Colossians 3:16. It's a bit long. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 17. And whatsoever you do or word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And one more. I have two more. I'm going to save them the last one for the end. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you. So I want to start out by talking about, so I got saved when I was 22 years old, 40 years ago. I just can't believe it's been that long. 20 of those years were lost, though. After being saved about 10 years, I did fall away and got away from God. So I think of those as lost years, but I believe God is recovering those years now. I really do. But when I got saved, I was 22 years old, and I remember I went to this little church that my aunt went to and my cousin. And there wasn't a lot of young people there, but there was a lot of people that were in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and it was just a whole new paradigm for me. I was, you know, a young hippie guy. I used to get drugs and partied a lot of bad things, and here I was, you know, around all these folks that are way older than me. But these people were really grounded in the Lord, and I remember what it taught me. The new paradigm for me, I'm going to church. There's a whole lot of, there's a whole testimony in that. But anyway, they taught me how to press in to God. They taught me how to pray and how to really seek the Lord. And then when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, that was like a turbo boost. That was like, you know, that was just turned things up big time. So with that said, I'd like to go to a message that I heard about probably about 3 months ago. It's always kind of stuck with me. Joseph Prince preached on this, and this little part of the message stuck with me, and it has to do with the woman at the well. Like the woman at the well, if you remember the story, Jesus was traveling from Jerusalem to Sychar, which is about 35 miles, and it's all rocky terrain and everything, up and down, I imagine, because I've seen pictures of the terrain in Israel, and it's pretty rough in places. So he traveled this distance, about 35 miles, with the apostles, and they came to a well, and I'm assuming the apostles went into Samaria to get food supplies, and Jesus was at the well, and then there was a Samaritan woman that came, and so Jesus, he ministered to the woman, you know, he told her about the living water, and she got very excited, and went into Samaria, and told everybody, and then when the disciples came back, Jesus was refreshed he was, good to go. And here they brought all this food. And just to paraphrase, they were like, what's going on with Jesus? Why, we're tired and he's got to be tired, but he's not. And the point of that is that, so Jesus said in John 4:1-42, he said, I have food to eat of which you do not know. In other words, when Jesus ministered this woman, it refreshed him. It revived him. It gave him life. And that's what Jesus is all about. Jesus loves to minister us. He loves to do things for us if we let him. He loves to do that. So the takeaway there is from that story that I heard is that Jesus wants to minister to us, and it's really important that we don't try to minister to ourselves. With pride, self-righteousness, like the Pharisees, they thought that they were good to go, and they had just disdain for Jesus, and they wouldn't humble themselves and let Jesus minister to them. So they had pride and self-righteousness, and they wouldn't allow that. So it's really important, that you don't have the attitude where you say, well, Jesus can't help me in the situation. Jesus can't, this particular thing, I just don't really think he can do that. Instead, humble yourself and know that he wants to, but even in the small little things. I'll tell you something that's kind of a little silly, but sometimes when I'm working around out here, and I never used to do this, I'll like drop a screw or something like that, and I'm like, oh man, I need that screw. I don't want to have to go to the hardware store. And I'll just, not to brag, but I'll just say, Lord, I really need that. Lord, help me find that, And it'll be like 10, 15 minutes later, maybe sometimes an hour later, boom, there it is. So the little things, Jesus really, he really wants to be involved in your life. So when you seek after God, reading my notes here, understand that he's going to help you triumph. And a really good example of that is Julio Torres. Now, Julio's been seeking after God. He's been doing a lot of things for God. And when you do that, God will place you in situations that you don't expect. And that's what happened to Julio. Here he ended up in this jail, not for anything he did wrong, but it just happened to him. And God just turned it into a blessing. So it's really important that you allow God to let you grow in grace when you go through things. Leave and build us up. When you do that, then you are able to help other people. And that's the really big takeaway for me, is that then you are built up and then you can help other people. But it takes humility on your part to do that. So that is pretty much my message. I really ask God to really give me something for you guys. I know you're out there probably on your lunch break or at work or getting ready to go to work. And I wanted to give you guys just something to help you supercharge you this morning. The last scripture I have for you is Psalms 106:47. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. And another little tidbit I want to throw in there. In church, and this is the title of my message here. So in church, when we get in church, we go with thanksgiving. Generally when we go to church, we're really thankful and we're with other Christian brothers and sisters. And thankful. And that's usually, tangible things, God bless me with my job, or, God help me in this area, help my family member that was sick or something. I got tangible things that God does. So when we church, we thank God for that, and then we enter into praise. And when we enter into praise, we're focused on who God is. And praise, when we're in church, that's the way it is with me when I'm in church, then it turns into worship, and then we begin to just thank God for who he is and how much he's done for us. So in my message, take church on a goal with you. So when you're having, when you're going through these things, and you let Jesus minister to you at church. You know, you don't have to be, you know, vocal. I mean, in your mind, you could be praising God and you could be saying, thank you, Lord. So that's the end takeaway of my message. And I pray you guys will get something from this and have the best day. All right, brothers, sisters, or brothers, God bless you, and I'll see you later.